Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you today. But I tell you what, before we get to that, let's take a look at the recap for yesterday. And Snake, what I want you to do is I want you to leave it here. All right. First off, well done by Micah. Not only hitting the under, nailed the Tennessee, even said on the show outright, prop stars as well, crushed it with Jamal Murray. What I want to get to is the barnyard animal that is below prop stars here. I want it to sit there and for punishment for yesterday. Just stupid. Just an insanely dumb day by me. But you know what? We live, we learn, we keep punching. Let's bring in the stars of the show because I want to get these dogs going. And first, before we introduce it, we will be live today, 4 p.m. Eastern again. Just breaking down the games. You caught it yesterday with Sia and Mike. They crushed it. We really just chopped it up, had a good time. We're going to do that again today before the night games. But first off, my man, M Squared. First off, good to see you. Second off, you nailed it yesterday morning. You know, you've been saying it, you know, throughout the tournament. Tennessee, Texas, watch out. They're going to advance. They did it. Well done, buddy. How we doing?
Doing well, AB. Fired up for today. I love the tournament. I just love having all the competitive games. I love seeing teams underperform, overperform. It's just so cool to see the neutral site. I know a lot of people don't like it. I'm in the camp that likes it. You know, I like to remove some of those external factors. I think it's fun to see these matchups. So definitely fired up today. Looking across the games that we have today, there are going to be a ton of great ones. I think we see an overtime game today.
Oh, nice. You know what? We need it, right? Like, we haven't really had, like, the classic overtime buzzer beater style. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we need it, man. Sia Nejad, as always, counselor, looking sharp. How we doing, sir?
Doing well. Loving the tournament. I got to say, though, I had my first losing day yesterday. I went 0-2. So, first losing day in March, I should say. Looking to rebound, no pun intended, today. So, we'll see how today goes. I think it's just been a really interesting tournament. I was on two favorites yesterday. Both of them lost. So maybe I'm on a dog. Maybe I'm on a favorite. But I definitely do think we have to adjust with some of these bigger lines. I mean, these games are ultra competitive for the most part.
Dude, well, let me just say this. Okay, 99.9% of brackets busted. And that's choosing money lines. You had one losing day throughout the entire thing. So, like, and that's including last week, too, buddy. Mm-hmm. Well done. You've done well. I'm supreme confidence in what you have rolling. Now, EC, as always, looking good. First, I got to say, what is today? Sunday? When did Memphis play? Was that Friday night?
It was Friday night. Yep.
All right. So you won the showdown. That was a hell of a game. Came down to the last second. So congrats on that one. Good to see you, buddy. How we doing?
Well, thanks, AB. You know, I always say that it's the Purdue fade time of the year in March, and I didn't think it'd be like that. But I also picked FAU to the Sweet 16. So I'm feeling really smart today as a 15-point favorite against FDU. As you can see, I'm representing. I've gotten over it a little bit in 3 days, and the women's team is playing today. So I thought I would support them a little bit.
All right, so the hat looks great. I love the logo there. As someone who lives in the southeast region of the country, if I lived like in the southwest where there were cacti around, I would be one of those people that would have like 100 cacti, cactus, whatever, however you pluralize it. Is it cacti? I would have
it. Is cacti. You got that right. Yes, correct.
I would have them in my yard. Like, it would be like, I would just have a ton of them. I think they're like the coolest plant of all time. That one and like a Venus flytrap. Like, I would have them constantly.
Yeah. AB, I'm going to tell you this. There is something called a jumping Troia out here that if you get close enough to it, it jumps on you and you get stuck with, you know, prickers. So you want to be careful with having too many cacti. I personally do not like them that much and try to stay away.
Is this an animal? Is this a bug?
No, it's a plant. It's just a plant. But when you get close enough, it'll latch onto you and you know, cause damage.
Okay. All right. I love
not a saguaro. Now, this is a saguaro cactus right here. It's a saguaro cactus.
That's what I want. Yeah, the commercialized. The one that doesn't jump on you and ruin your credit score. Like, yeah.
Fair enough.
I want the regular one. All right, Prop Stars. Good to see you, man. Well done yesterday on Jamal Murray. And I believe we have a quick shout out to give as well. The floor is yours, buddy.
We do have a quick shout out. And real quick, I want to preface by saying if I ever started a university in the Southwest, I would call them the Jumping Troyas. So that's a great little tidbit right there. But yeah, I wanted to give a massive shout out to two gentlemen going by the name of Phil Bobbitt and Steve Greco. Phil and Steve are two of the newest members of the Sportsline family. These guys, in my opinion, are the most talented motor sports handicappers on the planet. I've been good friends with these guys for a few years now. I've watched them crush NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, you name it. They released an article on our site, on the Sportsline site, every Thursday. The most recent article they actually published interviewed a NASCAR Cup Series tire specialist, which is super interesting. They're already up 20 units this season. Last week's article was +7 units if you tailed every single bet. So if you are a Sportsline subscriber, I would strongly recommend checking out the article. It comes out every Thursday. They also update the article every Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well. They will add more bets to it. So save the link when you see it open. On Thursday, you can find the articles also on their Twitter at Speedway Steve. These guys are amazing. And if you want to bet motorsports, or even if you don't bet motorsports, I would strongly suggest checking these guys out.
All right, Speedway Steve. All right, those are our two guys, man. I love it. All right, let's get into our marquee matchups for today. Now, the first one that we're going to do is this. All right, which top seeds are going to fail to cover? Now, Snake, go ahead and throw that graphic up because I want to say yesterday we put four of them up there. All four failed to cover. All four. So what I want to do here, all right, I'm going to throw it Mike, Sia, EC. You guys follow Mike here. We got Xavier -5, all right, against Pitt. We've got FAU -14.5 against FDU. We got Gonzaga -5.5 against TCU. And we've got Kansas State -3 against Kentucky. So, Mike, if you had to pick one that's going to fail to cover, what do you think?
You know, I'll start with say K-State, they're +3, not -3. It should be Kentucky up there that is favored. But my hot take here will be every single one of these teams covers a spread today. I like them all to cover the spread. I don't think any of them. I guess the most likely to not, I would say, is probably Xavier with the early start time. They could potentially only win by one possession. But I think all of these teams cover personally.
All right. See ya. Where are you going?
Yeah. First of all, I'll mention, I do like Xavier. It was almost an official play for me, but it ended up falling short. I like TCU to cover against Gonzaga. I think TCU is a really tough team, and I'm still not 100% sure how Gonzaga is. What I do know is that these 5.5, 5-point spreads, these lines are bigger than we think, bigger than we conceive of. I think this is going to be a competitive game. And if Gonzaga wins, I think they win by one, if not, you know, maybe two-ish possessions. But I think 5.5 is too much.
Dude, I'll say this. Mike has said this all season long, that the difference between what, 4.5 to 6 is like massive. Like, I don't know the exact number. You know what I mean, Mike? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but just how large that these numbers actually are. Absolutely incredible and have come to fruition over and over and over. Mike, yeah, any thoughts that you have on that?
It's hard to cover, you know, spreads when you need three possessions to be covering, because you essentially need to be up 4 possessions to avoid the backdoor cover that we saw twice yesterday in terms of getting fouled on a 3 in the final 30 seconds of the game. Having said that, though, I personally think all these teams cover today, so we'll see.
I like it. I like it for sure. All right, EC. All right, going at it now. I feel like there's a team that we hate up here. Who do we hate? Now that Arizona's out, who are we pulling against?
Well, you know, there's a happens to be a certain coach that I'm very familiar with who coaches one of these teams, and he happens to coach Xavier, and he came from Arizona previously. Before that, he was at Xavier. So I don't think Sean Miller covers against his alma mater today. I actually would take Pitt. I did not make it one of my plays. If Pitt covers, I think they probably win the game outright. And I actually think Kentucky beats Kansas State. I don't know. I mean, they're Kansas State plus three. Spoiler alert, I have Kentucky in a money line parlay. But I would say of these, I would say those two. I think FAU rolls. And listen, TCU should have lost to ASU. So I can't give them any credit. I think Gonzaga bounces back and does pretty well tonight.
All right. All right, Snake, hit me with the next graphic here. Let's take a look at the screen and the board for what we have today. All right, so we have eight games. Pittsburgh Xavier, Kentucky, Kansas State, Michigan State, Marquette, St. Mary's, UConn, Creighton, Baylor, FDU, FAU, Miami, Indiana, TCU, Gonzaga. EC, I'm going to throw it right back up to you. What's the biggest upset we have on the board?
Boy, that's a good question, AB. I'd probably say Pitt, just based on what I see here. I mean, as a 5.5-point dog, I'm sorry, but I've been burned by Sean Miller in the tournament too many times. I just have to go with his alma mater. I think Pitt upsets Xavier.
Okay. All right. See ya.
I wonder if we're going to have a showdown brewing here because I think I like Xavier in that one. But if we're talking big, and by the way, I wonder, is it 5.5 across the board or are there some fives out there? But, for me, first of all, one thing to point out. You know, you notice all these tight numbers and then you see the FDU FAU number. Yeah. And it's just shocking to me. Listen, I'm not going to pretend to know everything I need to know about FDU or FAU other than the fact that I bet against FAU two nights ago. But with all that said, you know, I guess it wouldn't shock me if FDU, they're not going to upset, but if they cover, but who I think it could win outright and who could certainly cover the spread is TCU. I mean, I definitely think an upset could potentially brew there. And for the record, I agree with EC that Arizona State probably could have won that game against TCU, but I think Arizona State's a really good team at the same time. I thought they played really well in the play-in game and well enough to beat TCU, but I don't take anything away from TCU because of that. And again, I'm just not sure how good Gonzaga is, so I think TCU was primed for an upset here.
Yeah, you know, and the fascinating part is, you know, you were talking about FDU, right? And you know, after their huge upset. Like, we spoke about it yesterday with Princeton against Missouri, right? And it's like, okay, Princeton didn't expect to be here, blah, blah, blah. Dude, they rolled.
Yes.
Rolled. You know what I mean? So it's like, mm-hmm. I'm fascinated to see what FDU looks like. And I'm not saying that they're going to, you know, outright win the game. But like you said, 15 points? I mean, by what, you know, Mike was saying, you know, previously, I mean, you've got to be up, what, 20, 21, you know, with like 2 minutes left, like to feel like somewhat good about it. So, Mike, I throw it to you, man. I know you've got, you know, you had the teams covering on the previous game there. How do you see this board today?
Yeah, I think we have some disagreement on this one for sure. I think the team that would be the most surprising for a lot of people to see losing would be Marquette. But I think that's more likely than we think. I think that we're likely going to see a Michigan State Kentucky matchup next week at Madison Square Garden. I think a lot of people would enjoy seeing that. Yeah, I personally am not a believer in Marquette. Model's been down on them most of the season, continues to be today. So I personally think that Marquette is on major, major, major upset alert in this game.
Okay, there we go. Now, props, you're my boy. I can't leave you out of this. Let's talk a little NBA, okay? We're going to play a game here, all right, called NBA Props Fade or Follow. And this is over-under on points. Okay, so these three here, all right, the today's three NBA scores, who are you following to go over or who are you fading? So, all right, your boy, SGA, sitting first, 30.5 points. We fading or following?
I'm going under against the Suns.
Okay, all right, second one here. All right, your boy, Cal Bridges, 25.5 points.
I do love me some Mikal Bridges. I think that's a pretty efficient line. Slight lean to the over against Denver.
Okay. All right. And final one, your boy Giannis, 31.5.
I like this line a lot to fade, actually. Nick Nurse and Toronto really give Giannis problems. They kind of created the blueprint for how to defend Giannis effectively in the playoffs. We've seen a lot of teams implement a very similar defense. They have the length as well with OG Anunoby, Scottie Barnes. They can switch. They can help. Very pesky defensive team. So I like the under quite a bit for Giannis points.
Well done, sir. Well done. All right, let's get into our best bets for today. But before we do, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look at the boys on there. The only thing, I'm not sure how M Squared is not in that commercial. We got to get M Squared in that commercial, right? What are we doing? Nah, look good. CBS Sports HQ. And by the way, if you are up tonight at about 12:30 p.m. Eastern, I'll be on there breaking down everything that we saw today. If you are awake, all right, because we know the heavy talent comes on after midnight. That's what you want. That's where your people come in. All right, let's get into our best bets for today. All right, see ya. I'm going to come over to you. All right. Normally we go to Mike, our leadoff hitter. However, you know what, dude? You've been on fire, and I'm feeling it today. Yeah, one play.
Yeah, I got one play. I do want to point out to people that I did put a golf play on my Twitter, which I think somebody pointed out. You still have about 70 or 80 seconds to put it in because it starts at 10:20. But it is Denny McCarthy over Gary Woodland for round four. So I just wanted to point that out again. When the timing is kind of messed up with the golf in this show, I usually put out a play on Twitter. So just something to consider there. Again, Denny McCarthy -130 over Gary Woodland. And that starts like in about 60 seconds. So you can still get the bet in. I know the whole early wedge and early edge community is on Tommy Fleetwood because we have him up from the early wedge outright. We have him top 20. We have him in 2 of 4 matchups. So we're all rooting for Tommy Fleetwood and maybe some Wyndham Clark today. But my pick for this show is Marquette -2.5 against Michigan State. So listen, I'm not going to lie to you. You see my eyes right now? This is the look of fear because of what Mike McClure just said. So just keep that in mind. Keep some context here. Obviously, Mike likes Michigan State in an upset. I like Marquette -2.5. And a lot of this is me just kind of sizing up the competition and sizing up how well Marquette has played over the last 10 games in particular. And to me, they faced a lot of quality competition, a really, really good Big East teams from Xavier to UConn, you name it. They've beaten them for the most part. They've won 10 in a row. So I like the quality opponents there. Michigan State, they've played some quality opponents too. They're coming around like Tom Izzo teams always do down the stretch, but they've also had some bad losses too. A couple of bad losses over their last 10 games. So again, I like Marquette -2.5 here. Tyler Kolek has that thumb injury. It's his non-shooting hand. That does scare me a little bit, but I think he's going to play the whole game. I think he's going to be fine. Again, it's his non-shooting hand. I think him and Cam Jones are going to be very efficient. This is a very efficient offense. It's going to be a close game. It's probably going to have a back and forth, but I like Marquette to pull away -2.5.
Nice. I tell you what, you know what? I'm going to go right after you. See, I've got a couple plays here for, just because of what you just brought up. All right. So first off, Gonzaga -4.5. I'm all over this one. I love it. TCU shouldn't be here. I think that Gonzaga is going to do exactly what they're supposed to do, handle their business. Second one, and this is why I brought it up. See, we're going with a 2-leg college basketball moneyline parlay. Gonzaga moneyline. All right. Marquette moneyline. I'm with you. I was feeling great about Marquette until Mike started talking. That being said, you know what? I'm not taking any points. Marquette to win the game. That's all I want. Gonzaga win the game. Marquette win the game. Get that. Knock it out. +145. And lastly, one more. College baseball. Going to 2-leg parlay here. All right. We're going with Louisville. We're going with Tennessee. Now, Louisville, all right, yesterday, gets smacked at home against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, pretty solid team. However, Louisville, a top 25 team that is going to boomerang itself and bring itself back today. And then you look at Tennessee going against Missouri. Look, Tennessee got stomped Friday night against Missouri. Chase Dollander, their ace, got roughed up. First time he's been roughed up all year. He's going to be a heavy, heavy Major League Baseball draft prospect. Quite frankly, that loss was coming. Saturday, they canceled the game. Doubleheader today. Tennessee is going to bounce back. Drew Beam and the boys coming strong. So Tennessee, Louisville, two legs, money line, plus 125. All right, now, prop stars. Need some NBA, bro. All right, NBA, hit me with it, man. What you got?
We're going to the desert. Let's go. Devin Booker over 31.5 points. I don't typically take these superstar point lines over 30 points, but I really think this is a good spot to back Booker. He is going to be a usage monster today. No DeAndre Ayton, no Kevin Durant. The Suns do not have a lot of depth after trading for Kevin Durant either. So only two other players on the roster that are even averaging over 10 points. That's Cameron Payne and Chris Paul, and they play the same position. So I think Devin Booker is going to take a ton of shots today. He's also been playing very well, averaging nearly 33 points in the month of March, playing in Oklahoma City Thunder, team that have third in pace. So this game is going to be up-tempo, feature a lot of possessions. Additional possessions equal additional opportunities for Devin Booker. I think he's going to shoot maybe 25 times in this game, potentially more if he gets it going. So give me Devin Booker over 31.5 points. I'd even play to 32.5.
Well done on that. Also, this the new angle here that we have, okay? So I'm looking at your screen, all right? My right, you got the bear. But is that the Legion of Doom?
It is, AB.
Dude, the Road Warriors.
Dude,
I love it. All right, got the Road Warriors going. All right, Animal and Hawk. And then number three, behind you, is that a Chia Pet?
It is a Chia Pet indeed. It is a Cthulhu Chia Pet for those H.P. Lovecraft fans, horror fans. Cthulhu is
I love
it. My favorite villains. So yeah.
What I was going to say, at some point, we have to get that thing. Well, I'm not saying that you got to unwrap it, you know, collector's item, whatever. But at some point, we have to get a Chia Pet going behind you, and we have to watch it grow together as a family.
All right? I agree. We'll take, you know, we'll monitor the status as it grows.
I love it. All right, EC. I know you're coming with some heat, boy. What you got?
Well, AB, we've hit three out of our last four moneyline parlays in the NCAA tournament. So let's do two of them today. We're going to do Kentucky moneyline against Kansas State, Kansas State on the road, just not a fan of them. I know they beat Montana
State. I knew
State
we'd hate somebody. I knew it.
I'm sorry. I can't play Kansas State. What M squared said about Michigan State, that's concerning, but I'm going with Marquette moneyline as well to agree with you and see us. So Kentucky plus Marquette at plus 177. Moneyline parlay number two, AB, we kind of agree here. I like Gonzaga against TCU. Listen, I saw ASU play in person last Friday. They lost by 19 to Arizona. They almost beat TCU. That's all I needed to see. I'm fading the Horned Frogs. And then I like UConn over St. Mary's. This was a game going into the tournament I was a little unsure on. But St. Mary's, I just don't know if they have enough offense to stay in this game. And I think the bracket just opened up for UConn in the top half. I think they're in the Elite Eight if they win this game, and we'll face the winner of Gonzaga and UCLA when we eventually see that. So you can get those two, UConn and Gonzaga at plus 137. Now, a couple of plays here. FDU and FAU under 149.5. Here's why I like this number, even though M squared told me before the show I should be on edge. So FAU, six of their last seven games are under this number. In those seven games, they're giving up an average of 62 points a game. FDU's last four are under this number, giving up an average to their opponent of 59 points per game in those games. So the magic number that I'm circling here, I think FDU gets to 65. How many will FAU score? If they score 85, I lose. 85 or more, I lose. M squared said they might get to 90. Well, in that case, this is not a good play. But I'm thinking they score about 80. I think the line right now of 15 is pretty close. So I'm going FDU, FAU under 149.5. And then my favorite play that I found today, and call me crazy, from the NIT, Utah Valley plus 4.5 at Colorado. And you can get this at minus 115. Utah Valley on the season, 22-9 against the spread, 14-6 against the spread on the road. Colorado is only 8-9 against the spread at home. Utah Valley 6-3 against the number as an underdog, and they've lost four times since December. So, I mean, they've been on a roll. They're 20-5 against the spread since December. Colorado 8-15 against the number as the favorite. I think Utah Valley not only covers this line, I would sprinkle a money line as well.
Whoa, going money line play there. Nice.
Well, listen, they look great against New Mexico the other night on the road. I mean, absolutely destroyed from the opening tip. Destroyed a Lobos team. I think Colorado, having seen them, I think they're a low-level Pac-12 team. And honestly, outside of UCLA, how's the Pac-12 done? It hasn't.
It has.
Sorry, been. It's true.
No, and every time you say Lobos, I think of Rebecca Lobo. You remember Rebecca Lobo?
Yes.
Dude, oh, yeah. Stud. Dude, she was a beast, dude. There's nothing you could do. Dude, she got the, she was like basically like Rebecca Lobo, Tim Duncan. Good luck. Like form, everything, 100%. You're not stopping that. All right, speaking of not stopping it, we've got a blue blood team playing today. So we've got our blue blood dude in the maestro spot. Mikey, you're up, bro. What you got?
All right, AB. Yeah, it's the Blue Blood Kentucky. I absolutely love this team. Love this matchup for them. I played this game -1.5 on Friday. It's now -3. We played at -2 on Sportsline. Still like it a little bit here. I make the number 5.6, just over 5.5 is where the spread. I should set the spread at 5.5 in this game. I think Kansas State is completely outmatched here in terms of rebounding the basketball, and I think they're really going to struggle with foul trouble. One knock on Kansas State throughout the season really is they are a great team. They play very hard. They play very physical game. They don't do it very well in terms of not fouling, though. They definitely get into foul trouble. Now you've got Oscar Tshiebwe in there who presents a very unique challenge for this lineup. I expect Kentucky to essentially live at the free throw line in this game early and often. In this Kansas State team, when you get a certain few players in foul trouble, they really, really start to struggle here. I don't like them in certain pressure situations here. I think that they've had a fantastic season. This team was basically picked to finish last in the Big 12. Here they are as one of the top seeds in the tournament, essentially. It's been a great run for them. I think it ends here, though. Kentucky pulls away in this one and really kind of leads from start to finish.
Man, I got to say, you know, Kentucky played on, what, Friday night? It was the first time in a long time that they just looked like they were having fun, right? Like they were just having fun playing basketball, and it showed. And it doesn't hurt when how many rebounds did Oscar Tshiebwe end up with? Like 19? He had 12.
25. He had 25.
Yeah, he had 12 in like the first 6 minutes. Yeah. It was like, my God, man.
Yeah, he had a double-double before halftime. Yeah.
That's like, crazy. Like, he was playing out of his mind, man.
That's the thing that's always fun to look at, too. When you look at the elite scoring performances and double-doubles, things like that in college, we underappreciate how impressive they are when we're so used to watching the NBA game. You know, a double-double in the college game, the way it's played with the pace and just the scoring rules, the defensive rules that are allowed, it's really impressive to see a player rack up a double-double in the first half of a college basketball game.
That's a good point. I mean, possessions, like all of that, like you just said, like it is so incredibly difficult. And to rack it up in the first half, man, is unbelievable. All right. Let's get to our recap screen. But before we do, Snake, let's take a quick break here from one of our partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
CBS Tonight, TV's hottest show is Fire Country.
I'm not a hero.
I'm in orange for a reason.
They're taking 12 months off your sentence. You're free.
Lady.
With a special epic season finale.
Now that I'm out, I need something to get me up in the morning.
You are a firefighter.
Used to be.
That will be unforgettable.
In the name of your life's happiness, go get your girl.
She's getting married tomorrow.
Says, when do you let anything get in the way of what you want?
The Fire Country season finale, tonight, 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
I love it. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a little recap here. And courtesy of Jake the Snake. Snake doing a great job back there. EC is on FDU, FAU, under 149.5. Excuse me, Utah Valley, +4.5. College basketball moneyline parlay, 2 legs, +177. Kentucky and Marquette. Another college basketball moneyline parlay, +137. UConn and Gonzaga. I am on Gonzaga, -4.5. College basketball moneyline parlay, +145. 2 legs, Gonzaga and Marquette. College baseball moneyline parlay, +125, Louisville and Tennessee. M squared just broke down. He's on Kentucky, -2. Sia is on Marquette, -2.5. And Prop Stars, excuse me, Devin is on Devin Booker, over 31.5 points. So we'll be live today at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just breaking down the games. I'm telling you, come hang out. Like, if you're sitting around watching them, like, legit, man, come hang out, talk some games that we have. We just took questions. Just really talk shop, man. Chopped it up. It was a lot of fun. 15, 20 minutes max, right? Like, we didn't go for, like, an NFL game. But, yeah, man, come hang out. It's a ton of fun. Boys, any final thoughts that you have before?
Great hat, AB. Great hat.
You like that? Music City.
Love it.
Music cool. City. I saw a chat question. I will be on HQ in about an hour. It'll be an NBA segment. But our boy Zach Simini will be there with me as well. So you guys can watch that if you want to do that. And I think I have some halftime segments and stuff today, halftime of the game. So if you want to check those out, we'll have some live betting thoughts on those. So.
Nice. I love it, man.
And Alan, a little cross promotion. I see some people from that also watch the Early Wedge, which of course is Tuesdays at 3 o'clock. And somebody pointed out, because I mentioned Wyndham Clark and Tommy Fleetwood, who we had on the show. Well, in the long shot section, I had two guys, Dylan Wu and Matt Wallace, who was 180-1 and is two shots back. So apparently a couple of people in the chat actually took that, which is great. So we're having a great show, not just this week, that like every week. And I know Mike's content on Sportsline is elite as well. So keep an eye on golf, too. It's not just basketball today.
Dude, I've got to say, all right, like legit, I've been telling Snake this for a couple weeks now. You guys on the Early Wedge across the board crush it. It's fantastic. If anybody hasn't started tuning in, even I'm telling you, look, I like golf. I watch golf. Like I'm not the most knowledgeable golf bettor. I watch it every week and just listen to these guys. Like it's, I'm telling you, do it, give it a shot. It's phenomenal. These guys are crushing picks. Yeah. So well done on that. Yeah. Glad that you said that for sure. All right, boys, be live today, 4 PM Eastern, break down some bets, break down some games. Check out those golf picks from Sia and the boys. Check out M Squared on HQ. You can download the app on your phone, TV, just the CBS Sports app, or just go to cbssports.com/live. You can catch it right there. But until then, everybody, best of luck. It's Cashy's Tickets. We'll see you tomorrow.
It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable. They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.